The European Commission has bowed to pressure to limit the amount of food crops which can be used to make fuel. The previous biofuels policy, to obtain 10% of Europe's fuel from plants by 2020, was widely criticised for forcing up the cost of food. But critics say the new policy of restricting food crop fuels to 5% doesn't go far enough. Here's our environment analyst, Roger Harabin.
Europe's biofuels policy was promoted in the belief that substituting plant-based fuels for fossil fuels would be better for the environment. It was supported by the car industry and also many environmentalists. But it backfired as it became clear that food crops, particularly maize and soya, were being diverted from the plates of the poor into the fuel tanks of the rich. The European Commission now wants to encourage new generation biofuels that use waste or woody non-food plants instead of food crops. But waste is expected to supply gas for people's homes as well as fuel for cars, and we don't want to encourage more waste. Now campaigners warn that using non-food plants will also backfire, because farmers will be driven off fields growing food so they can be turned over to fuel crops. The EU says it will monitor the indirect land use changes that result from its policy.